Hello, everybody.
Hello.
How you doing, Jake?
I'm all right. What about you?
I'm okay.
Excellent.
Well.
Fantastic.
I've introduced Exuberant. You. My name's Henry. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Eastern Pennsylvania.
And welcome to our radio show, where we engage in all kinds of shenanigans and tomfoolery. And,
It's an amazing time overall, so I hope you'll stick with us tonight.
That's about all we do, right?
That is. I mean, we talk.
Right.
We dance.
Yeah, yeah.
We sing.
Yeah, yeah, sometimes.
And other times, there's music.
Yeah.
I don't remember if that's how the beat went or not, but that was a great song. Classic, as usual.
I don't remember how it does what it does after that. Very good. That was the song. You're right.
There we go.
Excellent. Fantastic.
It was amazing. Shine like the stars. It was moonlight.
All right.
Yeah. So.
So, yes. Sympathy for the Devil, the Rolling Stones.
Yes.
That was music. That's how we started tonight. You're welcome.
It was music.
You're welcome, America.
We don't usually start it like that. Sometimes there's music. Not all the time.
Well, yeah, that's the premise, yes.
Yes, yes. Yes. Quite. Indeed. Indubitably.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Yes. It's been a rather cold and stormy week up here in eastern Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it's been like, it's been like 40 degrees, 35.
Yeah, getting cold.
It could almost snow.
Almost. Almost. Almost, but it's not.
It is raining outside, but it is not snowing, it's like at the, thankfully.
It's like it's the perfect temperature for it to almost be okay.
What?
But it's not. Because, like, it's snowing, you know? Like, it's still cold and everything, but, like, if it were snowing, then it'd be nice. It'd be nice and wintry.
Dude, I hate snow.
What?
I hate snow.
How do you hate snow?
It gets all over everything. I gotta wear boots instead of, like, my nice comfy sneakers. It's just everywhere. It melts, gets my feet all wet, and I track dirt and mud all around.
There is no inclement weather, only inclement clothing.
It's a hassle. I don't want it.
Fair enough, but I personally think.
And then
it's
when I'm
it.
Home, I have to shovel it. I don't want to do that.
Especially when skiing. Skiing is so much fun.
So that's fine. Go to the snow. I'd rather. The snow shouldn't be here. You should have to go to the snow.
The snow should not come to you.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Yes, you go to the snow. The snow is nature and weather.
Yes.
It shouldn't have to come to you.
But it does, because it's nature and weather.
No, but it shouldn't have to come to you. You should be the one going to it. You're just a puny human. You don't matter.
Oh, I like looking at it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't
yeah.
deserve to have the snow come to you.
Unless.
You're not worthy.
Unless winter is coming, in which case, it will come to us.
Well, you know what else came to us?
What?
New Muse album.
Oh, that's right. It did.
What was this? Like 2 days ago this happened?
Yeah, this was this past Friday. An amazing group called Muse dropped an amazing album called Simulation Theory. Super Deluxe.
The Super Deluxe is not part of the name of the album.
I know, right? It's just a Super Deluxe album. There's actually a lot of cool remixes that I listened to. For those of you that have the album in front of you, I listened to the acoustic version of Something Human that was really interesting, and The Void 2. Those I can recommend. But in a bit, we'll have...
You know, finish your thought, but then I have a thought.
In a bit, we'll have a song from this album being played on this station at this moment in time. But that's not for a little bit. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, you saying that gave me the idea. Instead of doing what we were going to do, why don't we play a cool remix or alternate version or something? Because you listen to those, so you know what they are.
Perfect.
And I feel like that's better than just playing a regular song off the album.
I'm cool with that. Let's do... Oh, let's look at the Dig Down Acoustic Gospel version.
Dig Down Acoustic Gospel version?
All right. Third from the bottom.
I gotcha. Dig Down Acoustic Gospel version.
The
typing acoustic. Is hard. I'm sorry. Hold on.
I actually never learned how to type.
Me neither. It's also dark and the keys don't light up. So it's kind of difficult to see.
You want me to just flip one of these lights around?
Nah, I got it. We're good. No worries. Ready?
We will figure this out. Oh, yeah.
It's cool. Here we go. Ready? Music.
Oh, yeah.
Music! There it is.
Here now we go.
So that was pretty awesome.
Was beautiful.
I thoroughly enjoyed that.
I did too. For those of you listeners out there in the radio land, you just heard "Dig Down," the acoustic gospel version off of the new Muse Simulation Theory album.
The super deluxe version.
Ooh yeah.
Super deluxe.
Super deluxe.
Super duper deluxe.
Super duper deluxe deluxe.
I want to see a band put out an album and label it super duper deluxe version.
Super duper deluxe version.
Yeah, but I want that to be part of the album title. Like exactly the same as every other version, just part of the album title.
That is the album title.
I want it to be like they release a studio album called Greatest Hits Super Duper Deluxe Version. Quote. That whole thing is the title of the album.
I feel like it should be just Super Duper Deluxe, and then it's the deluxe version.
All right. Anyways.
Yeah.
So on our show, sometimes there is, in fact, music.
Sometimes there is.
We just had a little bit of it.
It was great.
For
those of you who are more avid listeners to Muse,
I thought you were going to say to us, and I'm just like, who?
That as well. But the song Dig Down, that is not the original version of it.
The acoustic gospel version.
It is the acoustic gospel version. But the regular version is much, much different, I feel. Like, it's a lot. There's a lot more buildup. There's a lot of buildup in this song. But I
at the end, it all just kind of comes out.
Yeah.
All in one big burst. Keep going.
I enjoyed this album or this song mainly because it was a lot more melodic. It was beautiful. Like, just in short, everybody's voices are so perfectly in harmony that they're able to sound so crisp and nice. And it is a very moving subject. Like, you gotta just dig down and find faith. You really, really need to just try hard to find something to believe in. You know, it's.
I don't like gospel music, but I really like gospel choirs.
You know what? I feel that.
Gospel music is always a little too Jesus-y for me.
Yeah, yeah.
But I love gospel choirs.
Oh, wait. Can I play a song?
Yeah, that's what the show is about.
But like YouTube though. Is that can we pull that up?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah, what is it?
It is, I know I gotta find it. It's
oh, crap, but now I have to figure out what it is.
Yeah, well, it was this I think it was an Armenian
all right, I'm gonna go to YouTube.
Christian group.
All right, hold
singing
on.
Serenading the Pope.
Armenian. All right, I got it. I know. Armenian singing group.
No, just do like Armenian Pope gospel or not
Armenian
gospel.
Group. I got this. Ready?
What's like the
Armenian
the,
group
the old style of
Pope
of,
singing. They're Pope singing is what they're doing.
They are. That is.
Let's see what that happens.
Wait, what is the top one?
The musical Aramaic rendition of the Our Father that moved the Pope in Georgia.
How long is it?
5 minutes and 7 seconds.
I think that's it.
All right,
that certainly looks like it. The guy looks very familiar. This.
What's the song called?
It is not gospel. This is the stuff before gospel.
Hold on.
This is it. This is perfect. Just let it play. It's gorgeous.
Dude, gorgeous. I got to figure out what the song is called and who did it so I can log in on the thing.
Ah, that's right. For those of you listeners online.
Yeah. See, we
have
Teal.
We need to do that. Yeah.
It does not say. This is so annoying.
It's the
visit our website to
the rendition
learn more.
Of
All right, hold on.
Our Father. I feel like it's just Our Father.
Okay.
Potentially.
Right.
Maybe. Because it's more like a hymnal. I don't think it's not called a hymnal. I wonder what the old name the name of this other style of genre is. Christian. It's
all right. Well, let's just play it and see what happens. I can't find any actual info, so if I put anything on Teal, I'd be probably lying.
This is just a surprise for people.
Surprise.
Yeah.
A hidden track in our show.
Here we are. Enjoy.
Thank you.
So, that was a wonderful YouTube video.
Oh, yeah.
The guy singing, you guys out there couldn't see this, but I could.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that was singing...
Post Malone doppelganger.
Yeah. Yeah. Almost like a Pope Malone.
Almost like a Pope Malone. To whom those people were serenading?
The Pope, yes.
Aramaic.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was really good. I liked that.
Yeah, no, they have beautiful voices. I think I first saw that video like 2 or 3 years ago, but you everybody out there just listened to some amazing serenaded lyrics
here on WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania.
I'm Henry.
I know.
And you are?
I forget.
I remember.
Who am I?
Billy, it's been so long. Where have you been?
Yeah, I'm Billy. That's Henry, and I'm Billy. And this is And Sometimes There's Music.
Where have you been, Billy?
Where have you been?
It's been so long.
Anyways.
I see dead people.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Pope Francis.
Yeah, so they were serenading Pope Francis.
They were. He is the Pope. He's done a lot of interesting things. He's had a fairly rough papacy so far.
Yeah.
Especially with all of the misconduct. But that's okay because
it's not
okay at all, but it's being resolved. He's taking care of it, hopefully. And not just blaming it on the devil.
Well, I hope so.
You hope he's taking care of it?
Yes.
I do agree. So,
yeah.
What are we doing?
So, speaking of the Pope.
Yes.
You were saying he's had a very interesting life.
Yes.
He's done lots of things. He used to be a bar bouncer, fun fact.
I did know that because you mentioned it the other day.
Carolyn told you that.
Yes, she did.
Yes. He also, at one point in the very recent past.
Recent past?
Yeah, definitely in the recent past.
Time for a time warp.
Way back in here now in 2015.
Oh, so long ago.
Pope Francis has just released, to the world's surprise, a musical album. It got a very good review in Rolling Stone magazine. And it is, in fact, on Spotify. So, that means that, of course, now we are going to listen to it live here right now on our radio show.
Of course.
In 2015.
Live.
Here is Pope Francis feat. Giorgio Creech. Creech. You can say that last name. You know German.
I can't even see it.
Kreegsch.
Creech. I don't know. I can't even see it. There we go.
Pope Francis feet that guy, Giorgio K.
Give me some Papa Pope.
Yeah. Here's Salve Regina.
Señor, tú dejaste en medio de nosotros a tu madre para que nos acompañara. Que ella nos cuide, nos proteja. En nuestro camino, en nuestro corazón, en nuestra fe. Que ella nos haga discípulos como lo fue ella y misioneros como también lo fue ella. Que nos enseñe a salir a la calle. Que nos enseñe a salir de nosotros mismos.
Salve Regina, Mater Misericordiae. Dulcedo, espes nostra salve. A te clamamos, exules filii Eve. A te suspiramos, gementes et flantes.
Guardiamoci in modo più fraterno. Maria ci insegna ad avere quello sguardo che cerca di accogliere, di accompagnare, di proteggere. Impariamo a guardarci gli uni agli altri sotto lo sguardo materno di Maria. Ci sono persone che istintivamente consideriamo di meno e che invece ne hanno più bisogno. I più abbandonati, i malati, coloro che non hanno di che vivere, coloro che non conoscono Gesù, i giovani che sono in difficoltà, i giovani che non trovano lavoro. Non abbiamo paura di uscire e guardare i nostri fratelli e sorelle con lo sguardo della Madonna. Lei ci invita ad essere veri fratelli. E non permettiamo che qualcosa o qualcuno si frapponga tra noi e lo sguardo della Madonna. Madre, donaci il tuo sguardo. Nessuno ce lo nasconda. Il nostro cuore di figli sappia difenderlo da tante parolai che promettono illusioni, da coloro che hanno uno sguardo avido di vita facile, di promesse che non si possono compiere. Non ci rubino lo sguardo di Maria, che è pieno di tenerezza, che ci dà forza e ci rende sodali tra noi. Tutti diciamo: Madre, donaci il tuo sguardo. Madre, donaci il tuo sguardo. Madre, donaci il tuo sguardo. Guidare il pianeta.
Oh, hello. I forgot to remove Pope Francis from the queue.
Jake.
I got it.
We were listening to the Pope, and then we listened to more Pope.
I like the Pope.
I know, it was great. Like, that was...
This
that
is
was,
truly a rock and roll Pope.
It was soothing. It was soothing indeed. He is a true child of the 70s.
This is a good Pope. I like this Pope.
Yeah, no, he's pretty great.
Yeah.
He is... what I would define as woke.
Yeah, and he's so nice.
Like if you look up the word woke on Urban Dictionary, it's a picture of him.
Woke Pope.
Wokepope.com.
Wokepope.com. All right.
Wokepope.gov.
All right. Hey, you know who else sings music?
Who?
Henry.
That's right. I do sing. And
Henry wanted to do a song, and I have no idea how this is going to go, so let's all find out together.
Well, it's very much based in terms of sound off of the Johnny Cash song, Ain't No Grave.
Well, we need to do that one, too.
Exactly. I feel like we should do that one first.
Do we? Okay.
Yes.
Fair enough. Hold on one second.
So we can get the dose of the original. And
I will
then
get it.
See what's all changed. Set up.
Johnny Cash.
But yeah, let's do that.
All right. I don't usually like it when you procrastinate from things that I make you do by putting you on the spot, but I think this is acceptable.
I didn't realize it was my turn, but that's okay.
Johnny Cash. Let's see. Ah, there it is.
It's very popular. He is Johnny Cash, after all.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
So, I guess while we're waiting for Henry to prepare himself, here is Ain't No Grave by Johnny Cash.
There ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. When I hear that trumpet sound, I'm gonna rise right out of the ground. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. Well, look way down the river, what do you think I see? I see a band of angels, and they're coming after me. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. Well, look down yonder, Gabriel. Put your feet on the land and sea. But Gabriel, don't you blow your trumpet till you hear from me. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. Meet me in the middle of the air. And if these wings don't fail me, I will meet you anywhere. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. Well, meet me, mother and father. Meet me down the river road. And mama, you know that I'll be there when I check in, my load. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down.
So that was Ain't No Grave.
We're playing quite the mix on today's show. It's interesting.
It's going to get even more fun later on. It's going to be great.
I'm having a time.
But that was Ain't No Grave from American Six, Ain't No Grave, one of many posthumous albums that Johnny Cash, of Johnny Cash.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't put them out because he was dead, but you know. I really like those albums. They're all amazing.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But
Johnny Cash.
Fun fact for you, and I feel like you'll appreciate this.
Uh-huh.
At least one of the Avett brothers is on that recording.
Really?
Yep.
Huh. Nice.
At least one. I don't know if they both are.
Hmm. Cool.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, I know one of them plays the banjo on that, but I don't know if they have the other one doing something else or not. I do not remember. Anyway, are you prepared?
Yeah, as I'll ever be.
Alrighty.
So,
should I log this or should we just do this off air or off record?
Let's just do it off record.
Right, right. On air, but off record.
On air, but off record.
Recorded, but still off the record.
Yes. Okay. Yes, indeed.
Here we go.
So this is a song that I wrote heavily based off of Ain't No Grave. And I call it Ain't No Grave Revised. All right. So,
okay.
Let's try and get a beat going. Wanna?
All right.
Ain't no grave can hold my spirit down. There ain't no grave that can hold my spirit down. A hole will have my body forgotten, left far behind. I'll be sipping gin and honey until the very end of time. So I know I shouldn't worry, I know it'll all be fine. There ain't no need to hurry, I'm good waiting here in line. Cause I know, I know, I know. Ain't no grave can hold my spirit down. There ain't no grave that can hold my spirit down. There ain't no grave that can hold my spirit down. There ain't no grave that can hold my spirit down. When I go, I think hopefully you'll keep me in your mind. Oh, all we need is memory. That's how we keep each other alive. It's the drive that's inside a song. The faith, the fight, or the flight. You face the fire, just stay calm. Everything's gonna be alright. Cause I know, I know. Ain't no grave can hold our spirits down. There ain't no grave that can hold our spirits down. There ain't no grave that can hold our spirits down. There ain't no grave that can hold our spirits down. Cause in the grave, oh not, I know we won't be forgot. Cause ain't no grave can hold us down. Thank you.
Polite clapping. Woo-hoo. Yeah. Very nice.
Thanks.
Yeah. Hey, what else happened this week?
A lot of homework.
Yeah.
A lot of studying.
Okay.
And then not a lot in the times that there should have been.
All right. Well,
ironically. Yeah. But other than that,
as it goes.
Interesting weather. I had my first shadow tour today. I'm now officially a trainee to be a tour guide here at good old Lafayette College.
Very nice.
Uh-huh.
Very nice.
What about you? What about you?
Well, I'll tell you.
What's new in the garbity goo?
Well, so one of my favorite bands just did a thing.
They did, though.
Yeah.
What kind of thing did this band do?
Hold on, I can't type and talk at the same time.
Multitasking.
Yes. So.
Not our strong suits.
Right. So the Beatles, you see. Right?
Yes.
They.
I have heard of them.
Yes. See, what they did is.
They're musicians, aren't they?
They are. They did make an album way back when.
Did they now?
Yes. It was called The Beatles.
Ooh.
But everybody else called it The White Album.
Huh.
So,
I wonder why.
Well, you know, you see, their album right before it, all the albums they did like immediately before it had really bright, fun, colorful, psychedelic cover art.
Uh-huh.
And then they were just like, you know what? We don't want to do anything like that at all. So the cover was white.
Perfect.
Yeah. But anyway, so that happened way back when.
Yes.
Recently, they remixed the whole thing, and it sounds really good. And I've been listening to that a lot because I love the Beatles, and I love this album. And it's even better now.
That's great to hear.
I think they did a very good job. Here's Obladi Oblada.
Some fun.
Yay.
Oh, blah, dee, blah, da. Oh.
Yep.
That was great.
Yeah, I really like that song.
That starts so...
It's so fun.
So cheery.
Doesn't make any sense, but it's fun.
That's what's great about it. It doesn't have to mean anything for,
exactly.
For it to be great and have its own meaning.
Yep. The song right before that is called Glass Onion and is also not really about anything.
Oh, blah, dee.
But I didn't play that song because that was one of the singles they put out ahead of time. So I wanted to do something that was not actually available until just recently.
A little bit less popular, a little bit more on the hipster side of things.
No, just more on the cutting edge. Like, this has just happened. Not this has been out for a month now.
Gotcha. Still on the cutting edge of everything.
Yeah, sure.
On the
something
on
like
the,
that.
On the knife's edge.
Yeah. So.
Well, yeah.
We only have a little bit of time left. Let's do that thing that we both wanted to do.
Yes.
Let's do that.
Let's do that.
So, Talk a bit. Talk for a little while. Say so, some things. I need to use the computer.
I was thinking the other day.
Yes.
About the concept of thought itself.
Right.
And I had a realization.
Yeah.
I recognized that I am not really the source of my own thoughts and opinions on the world.
Okay.
They've been shaped for me by my own experience and my own environment.
All right.
And as long as I act with purpose, then I will be able to shape that experience and shape my environment how I want to for the future. And then, and only then, will I regain control of my thoughts and opinions.
Okay.
Yep.
So, do you want to hear music by people that are completely in control of their instruments?
Oh, yes, I do.
Alrighty. We like jazz here on Sometimes There's Music.
We do. We do.
And we sometimes devil. We play jazz. And we're going to do just that.
Mm-hmm.
This is great. It's fun, psychedelic, kind of funky jazz.
Hot nonsense?
Hot nonsense.
Hot nonsense.
But it makes perfect sense. Here's
Fresh
Snarky
off
Puppy.
The presses.
Snarky Puppy with Jeffy. Alrighty.
Wow.
That was Snarky Puppy.
They provide experiences.
Yeah.
That was a great, great song.
Yeah, I really don't know how to describe their music any better than jazz. I wish I could.
I would say
jazz is great, but that's something a little more than just jazz.
I think it's modern big band fusion.
Modern big band fusion. Okay. Yeah, that works. The about section in Spotify described them as a fusion influenced jam band.
It's got a bounce to it that you need a large group of people that know what they're doing to pull off the kind of vibe that they do.
Exactly. Like I said, they have complete control over their musical instruments.
That they do.
Anyways, that's about it for us. It's late.
It is.
And we have to go study.
Uh-huh.
Hooray for time management.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania.
I'm Henry.
I'm Jake. And this has been...
And sometimes there's music.
We will see you again next week. Thank you all. You are lovely. Mwah. I love you. Goodbye.